Vancouver family lawyer Chong Kay has been ordered to pay court expenses to opposing counsel for what BC Supreme Court Justice David Masahara called an alarming use of artificial intelligence program ChatGPT. Last year, Kay had been representing a high-net-worth father residing in China who was disputing custody and child support payments with his ex-wife and West Vancouver resident Nina Zhang, who was represented by family lawyer Lorne McLean, KC. Through the course of litigating, Kay had submitted two fake AI-generated divorce cases, as grounds for her arguments, to McLean and his legal team. Although Kay subsequently withdrew the submissions to McLean and they never entered into evidence in court, McLean had expended time determining the cases were fake. And so, Zhang filed for special costs to be awarded against Kay for her error. As this case has unfortunately made clear, generative AI is still no substitute for the professional expertise that the justice system requires of lawyers. Competence in the selection and use of any technology tools, including those powered by AI, is critical. The integrity of the justice system requires no less, wrote Masahara in a February 20 decision. However, Masahara ultimately ruled that Kay only be on the hook for 4.5 days of court costs, stopping short of awarding special costs, which he said would be an extraordinary step against a lawyer. Special costs against a lawyer requires a finding of reprehensible conduct or an abuse of process by the lawyer. The authorities make it clear that special costs against a lawyer are appropriate only where there has been a serious abuse of the judicial system, or dishonest or malicious misconduct, that is deliberate, explained Masahara. Kay asserted in court that the insertions of the fake cases were due to an honest mistake based on a lack of knowledge of the risks of ChatGPT, noted Masahara. I am remorseful about my conduct, Kay told the court. While McLean questioned in court how someone like Kay, with a PhD in law from the University of Victoria, could make such a mistake, he stopped short of calling her dishonest when asked by Masahara, the ruling states. McLean also noted lawyers have been guided by the Law Society of British Columbia on how to properly use ChatGPT, should they choose. Masahara noted Kay was not aware of the various notices from the society. And Kay stated she was unaware ChatGPT could generate fake cases. Masahara also noted that damage was limited, as the fake cases were caught by McLean before entering the court. Had there been, Masahara alluded to much more serious consequences, citing fake cases in court filings and other materials handed up to the court as an abuse of process and as tantamount to making a false statement to the court. Unchecked, it can lead to a miscarriage of justice. Furthermore, Kay has been subject to significant negative publicity regarding the submissions to McLean, causing Kay anxiety and stress. Kay was represented by lawyer John Forstrom, who submitted the matter as for the Law Society of British Columbia, which has acknowledged an investigation is ongoing into Kay's use of ChatGPT. Mr. Forstrom was critical of the public whistleblower campaign of Mr. McLean, KC, to expose and vilify Ms. K's mistake and argued that the steps taken to investigate the existence of the cases were not necessary to dispose of the key issue, namely, a father's application to have parenting time with his children in China, noted Masahara. In addition to court costs, Masahara issued guidance to Kay, stating she is to review all of her files that are before the court. And, it would be prudent for Ms. Kay to advise the court and the opposing parties when any material she submits to the court include content generated by AI tools such as ChatGPT, the judge concluded. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca.